Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show with Huff Steve.
Bye, Steve.
See you later, Stevie boy.
JK, welcome back, Steve, tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll be listening. I want to hear about his vacay.
I do, too. Lucky dog. That guy gets, like, 7 weeks of vacation a year.
I love it, though, because then I get to come in. So
I know.
Do it up,
yes.
Steve. Go
yes,
hard.
Steve. Yeah, we're so happy to have you, Brittany.
I'm happy to be here. It's just been so fun. Now, I've got... I'm excited to hear about these next stories we've got.
Ooh, I'm glad you said that. Here's a cue.
It's time to talk music.
What?
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Okay, this is really just a headline at this point. Justin Bieber is set to appear on the Friends reunion special, which is coming up on HBO Max.
Uh-huh.
He's going to dress up as the Spudnik.
Yeah.
Character that Ross. Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, I guess he was like, I don't know if he was like pranking people, but they figured this has been rescheduled so many times that it might create even more interest and anticipation to get such a big star.
Yeah, it's,
as the Biebs.
But you know what? Why?
Exactly. He was born on March 1st, 1994. So he doesn't even probably really, of all people.
Well, he was 10 when the season or the
show,
the show finale happened.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think he probably went back.
I mean, it has a pull enough. Why do we need him?
We don't.
I don't get it.
And I agree. Maybe he needs them.
That might be it.
Because it doesn't
make much sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Most of the fans of that show are
They're
going to watch regardless if he's there or not.
Totes.
Exactly. But
yeah, maybe they're trying to get the younger crowd, too, to get some demographics.
That's true. And it did have a huge surge with Gen Z while it was on was it Netflix when
yeah.
it was Friends on like my next door neighbor, she's 12, was like, have you ever seen this show Friends?
I feel like Colleen Lindstrom's kids were the same way. They got really into it, which is super cute.
Yes. I was like, yeah, Kenna, I've seen the show Friends. She's like, you are such a Rachel right now. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, I got to look at this Harry Styles mermaid picture.
Yeah.
That we posted in here. We'll link this up for everybody. What's the point of this?
Okay, so Harry Styles flips his fins in this little mermaid photo shoot. This is actually a photo shoot that happened a while ago. There was a moment where he could have been casted as Prince Eric, and he ended up not getting casted. And so they kind of thought this wasn't a they didn't really need to do this photo shoot, but the pictures happened and they had them. So they went ahead and leaked them. And it's him dressed up as,
oh my God,
Little Mermaid with the reddest of reds wings, with the clamshell bra, the whole fin. He's got champagne and a cig.
Yes.
He's up for anything, this guy.
He is.
I love him.
Oh God, that is a good looking man. For sure.
The butterfly tattoo right below the shell bikini you're right. This guy is down for anything.
He's down to clown.
He does not care. Then there's,
love it.
You know, here's a really good follow, by the way, because I see in this Twitter post an SNL photograph of him in a in a tutu, a pink tutu, like ballet dancing. I can't remember her last name, but she is a photographer for SNL and on Instagram. She's a really great photographer because she's the one who does all those photos in between commercial breaks.
Is it Mary Ellen Matthews?
It is indeed.
Mary Ellen Matthews
follow
is a
her.
Solid follow.
Yep, I love following her because she's always posting some of the coolest stuff. It's Mary Ellen Matthews
NYC. So it's Matthews NYC, New York. Yeah.
Right, got it. Thank you. Already following her. Don't know why I was having a hard time.
Okay, so I need to know more. You broke this story with us yesterday, Demi Lovato, getting real triggered by the fact that there was full fat and then diet food at this Froyo, or like less fat or gluten-free.
Yeah, so she was irritated by the fact that as soon as you walk in the door, you had to pass all these treats that said, you know, guilt-free,
diet free or no,
sugar free, gluten free, whatever. And she got irritated. She's got like, what, 100, 200 million followers.
Yeah, a lot.
And this little yogurt shop that's been in business for a very long time, 36 years, I believe, was like, hey, we're sorry. We thought, because Demi Lovato was calling them out for not being inclusive. And they said, well, that's the very reason that we have these things for people with diabetes, people who are who have celiac.
Yeah.
And so Demi Lovato was like, well, you need to say that. But you can't cater to every single person who has some kind of physical condition.
Right. Yeah, you can't label that.
And they're just selling the product.
You know, my friend had celiacs before gluten-free was really huge.
Right.
And I remember one time we went to a sushi place and they didn't have, soy sauce has gluten in it, and they couldn't find their gluten-free soy sauce. And it was one of those things, like, seeing how frustrated she'd already ordered her food. And I know it sounds dumb, but, like, it was one of those moments where it is so hard for people that already are struggling with trying to find their options.
Right.
And I remember thinking to myself, wow, like, I don't think about this very often. That right. The idea of going to a restaurant and not having any options.
Right.
Right. I mean, just think of anybody who's got some kind of struggle in their life, whether they're somebody who's got a disability. You always have to be wondering, is there a ramp there? Is there going to be seating for wheelchairs? You know, no matter what it is for you, it's very personal.
Yes.
But in the case of attacking this business, I feel like her stress was a little displaced.
Misguided. Yes.
Yes. We talked about that. When you're in a good place in your life, you're not looking for a reason to be mad at a frozen yogurt stand, or not stand, a company or small business.
Right.
And so we both kind of prophesize that something's going on with her that's not great.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's struggling. Did you watch her documentary?
I did not. Have you watched it? I watched the first one, but not the second one.
Okay, so the second one is a 3 or 4 part series.
Okay.
And you can tell that she is trying to do a lot of work on herself, but it's going to be a constant battle. So now Demi Lovato was getting backlash for calling out the yogurt shop. And now here's what she has to say about that.
Originally, I wanted to make a point, and I wanted to call out behaviors or branding things that didn't sit right with me. It wasn't clear to me that it was for specific health needs, and so I didn't know that. If there was a sign that said celiac, vegan, I would have understood. That would have been clear messaging to me. Because it wasn't clear, I'm definitely jumped to conclusions and probably shouldn't have gone about this the way that I have, but I'm willing to talk to this Froyo shop to help get the messaging right.
Nope. Your apology has been denied. That is a terrible apology. If that's her, I'm sorry.
I'm willing to talk to the Froyo.
I don't know if she's apologizing as much as she's addressing where she was coming from.
But she didn't even do that well. How right. about you just say, I was wrong?
Yeah. She's very, very sensitive to... She's got an eating disorder, you know, and it's part of her struggles with her addiction. And
well, if you have that, and I struggle with things as well,
right?
Don't you at all? Doesn't it ping at all an empathetic that other people are struggling with things? And would you want it labeled hers to be like? Would you want to go up to somebody and say, "Yep, I'm a celiac. So I'll get in this line."
Exactly.
And it's like, would she want one that's labeled eating disorder? Here's the full fat options. You can, you know, get that in your diet, like. No. And so I don't get that obsession with yourself to the point where you cannot have one pinch of empathy, and then to say we should figure this out together. It's figured out. They got their labels. They're good.
Yeah.
Say sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I do. I do sympathize with her for what she's going through, but like one thing has nothing to do with the other.
And the thing is, the original post should have been, hey guys, I'm here for people dealing with eating disorders. I was at a place and I felt triggered and I just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not? That's great. You know, use your community, use your eating, you know, that EDs are a huge deal and trigger warnings are great to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Exposure therapy, all that stuff. But she woke up and chose wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say that. Guess what? I don't want to talk about froyo my whole life either. We'll forgive you, Demi. We don't actually care.
I do kind of, I have to say, she's doing something for the frozen yogurt business in my mind because it makes me want to go get some after work.
Yes. Cute ass.
Chew with some toppings.
And if you guys have some free time, Hannah posted a video of you guys talking about this yesterday. So you can go to our website and check out a video of the two of you kind of discussing this topic if you want to see how you guys approached it yesterday. Okay. Hannah's got something up this morning for us.
Excellent. Too. Great tip, Grant. Thank you. When we come back, wait till you hear the new fashion trend. And I'll just tell you, young people are dressing like old people. It's in. I'll tell you all about it when we come right back on My Talk.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, you seem like somebody who would be on the up and up when it comes to fashion trends.
Well, I want to say thank you, but I feel a little called out when I saw this link because it is the epitome of my outfit today.
It's not.
I have a cable knit sweater and I'm wearing my husband's jeans because I couldn't find a baggy enough jeans for today. I've been looking for mom jeans forever and I'm tall. And the other day he pulled out these. He's like, oh, these are my old jeans. They're like wide leg. And I was like, they're very wide leg.
They're very in right now, though.
I was like, I'm going to need those jeans.
Give them to me.
And I want to normalize. Like, I'm not trying to be like, I'm hot and put on my husband's jeans. I'm like, these are finally long enough and wide enough leg where I'm in love. But yeah, tell me about this trend. Okay, Let's hear it.
I remember hearing this a while ago that granny chic.
Yeah.
Is a thing. So millennials especially are embracing this clothing trend. So we're talking about, like a cozy cardigan, a summer dress that looks like it's from the 50s, you know, with a little collar and flowers.
And oversized on the dress too. Just, where people don't know if you're pregnant or not. They don't know what's under there. I love that.
Yep. We're talking like tapestry clutch bags.
Yes.
Statement shoes that are functional. Pearl necklaces.
Yes.
I mean, floral print.
You're literally defining what I wore all week and I feel attacked. Like that is so my jam, and it's cute. Adding tweed in there.
Yes.
Oh girl,
I like
houndstooth.
You know what I used to really like?
Tell me.
Kurt Cobain would wear that, you know, raggedy old sweater like on the MTV. You know what was the name of that show where they'd play live?
Not TLC.
Unplugged?
Yes. Like, I loved that.
Yeah.
Well, now guys are getting in on it, too, with grandpa style.
Mm-hmm.
People in their 20s are, you know, they're like wearing vintage clothes, random colors,
yes,
things that you would see older people wearing who don't have a style sense.
Like, it's very Harry Styles.
I would say so. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You know, he really rocks, like, the layers, the tweed, you know, the mixing.
The hats, yes. Like, you can wear, you know, a fedora.
Yeah.
That whole thing. So, if you see people walking around like that, it's not Halloween, that's the style.
I'm telling you, if you're looking, I know mom jeans are really hot. You go and they claim that these women jeans are, oh, they're mom jeans. But if you have at all, like, an athletic thigh or you're tall,
yeah,
just go to the men's section.
I agree.
And get, because it's exactly, guess what? We all have two legs. They're just like a little wider in the leg.
Right.
And they're lovely. And they're long inseam.
Like, oh, lovely. Nice. Long inseam.
My husband does not know I am currently wearing.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. Because I get up before him. And so I was like, they were sitting out because he showed me them yesterday. And I.
Oh, you took the ones he's. Oh,
No, I took them out. They weren't like set out for him to wear. Okay. He has like a business job. Oh. He was just showing me. And I was like, he could tell. He was like, wow, you really like these. And I was like, I really like these.
That look nice. In your eye over there.
And I think he thought I thought they were hot for him. He didn't know I was like.
Eyeballing them for yourself.
Yes.
I'm grabbing those tomorrow.
So I have been looking for these mom jeans, and I just didn't know I actually fit better in daddy jeans.
There you go. Dad bod jeans.
I have a dad bod. Finally.
Hey, the dad bod is in.
Hey, I don't know if it's in for me, but it is for me.
Oh, as long as you're comfy.
Right?
I mean, I just realized people are starting to come back to work, and I almost wore sweats to work today. Like, who's going to know? I don't see anybody. I'm like in this little room by myself.
And it's funny. Is it? It's a very legging appropriate world, but like something about sweats, people are weird about. Because I told Julia, I was like, I almost wore sweatpants today. And she's like, don't ever.
Those two are like, no, you. I kind of a little bit of that schooling where if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you sound good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I kind of get that. But every now and then, isn't it fun just to be comfortable?
Yesterday, I wore leggings and it felt like I was cheating and I loved it.
I wear leggings almost every day.
Yeah. And isn't that weird, though? Like, we're okay with leggings, which you... But it's, I think once I officially can sleep in them, but I've never slept in leggings, I put it in the category of, like, kind of naughty to wear to work.
I think with leggings, for me, if I see someone at Target wearing leggings and a short top, I'm like, whoa, inappropriate.
Whoa, I do not.
But if you're wearing a long shirt covering your front and back areas, I'm okay with it.
Because you didn't know what was under that shirt, and so seeing it was alarming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people realize you could see every nook and cranny.
I love
it. Yes, you can.
And I love it. I love a crop top. But I mean,
but with those super tight.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Inappropriate.
I mean, I can't wear it here. If my belly button shows here, I'll die. But like, Target. Oh, come on.
All right. All right. Let's play a game. The College of Pop Culture Knowledge. When we come back, give us a call. Bet on either Brittany or myself. If you bet correctly on who's going to win the game, you'll win a prize. 651-641-1071.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y, 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
And we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve is on vacation. Brittany is filling in. Oh, it's my last chance today to win a game.
I'm just happy this is my last College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
We're going to miss you.
It's too many.
I'm going to miss the being able to find something for the both of you.
Like, me too. All right, let's see how we do.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Well, it is the last edition of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge with Brittany until she comes back when maybe Steve or Donna is back out of town again.
Yes, thank you. So? I'm a dropout, you guys. I can't handle the pressure. My Minnesotan voice.
Yes. Well, we have Christine here to play with us, and she can pick either Donna or Brittany.
Don't pick me.
And once I tell you guys the topic, now it's kind of a different, it's the same game as usual, but I've got a little different approach to it today. Okay, Christine? Okay. So I'm going to tell you the topic here. The topic is, which one doesn't belong The Real Housewives? Which one doesn't belong The Real Housewives? Okay. So I'm going to ask a question, give you guys some details. You tell me the detail that does not belong in that question. And it's all revolving The Real Housewives again. Okay.
You like made fan fiction.
Trying to.
It's so true.
So good.
All right. So Christine, you're playing for a My Talk t-shirt. And would you like to play with Donna or Brittany today?
I will play with Donna.
Yeah, girl.
All right.
Oh, man, there's no pressure on me. Get out of here.
You having a good day, Christine?
I am. It's going very slow, but this will make it go faster.
Good. Well, I'm glad we could help you out a little bit today.
Okay, I'm going to need your help, Christine, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back to you at the end here, Christine. Hold on for us. All right, Donna, and with this one, we may do two timers depending on time because the questions are a little bit longer with the amount of detail.
Okay.
Which one does not belong in the cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Sheree Whitfield, Cynthia Bailey, Kenya Moore, or Kelly Dodd?
Kelly Dodd.
Which one does not belong in the cast of The Real Housewives of New York City? Sonia Morgan, Alex McCord, Caroline Manzo, and Ramona Singer.
And you said New York?
New York City.
Caroline Manzo.
Which one does not belong in the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Kim Richards, Yolanda Hadid, Gretchen Rossi, and Lisa Rinna.
Of Beverly Hills?
Of Beverly Hills.
They all do. Gretchen.
Would you like to come back and help out with any of those, Christine?
I concur. I agree with her.
You agree with her?
Gretchen was OC.
Okay.
Well, okay, should I go get Brittany?
Yeah, let's get Brittany in.
Hold.
Yeah, hold on. No, we're good. Are you at work right now, kind of hanging out? What are you doing?
I'm on break.
On break. Nice. Break always kind of helps out the day, right?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Well, Brittany's in here all amped up. We got to... Hey, would you tell her to calm down, Christine?
I got to take my sweater off.
Chill out.
I can't chill out. It's chronic. Okay.
You got this.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to you at the end here, Christine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Which one does not belong? Remember, that is how this works. Which one does not belong in the cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Sheree Whitfield, Cynthia Bailey, Kenya Moore, or Kelly Dodd?
Kelly Dodd. Grow up.
Which one does not belong to the cast of The Real Housewives of New York City? Sonia Morgan, Alex McCord, Caroline Manzo, and Ramona Singer.
Caroline Manzo. Next.
Which one does not belong to the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Kim Richards, Yolanda Hadid, Gretchen Rossi, and Lisa Rinna.
Wait, say again?
Kim Richards, Yolanda Hadid, Gretchen Rossi, Lisa Rinna. Which one does not belong to the Beverly
Hills? Kim Richards. No, that's not true.
That's not true?
Too late.
Kim Richards.
Too late.
Just say him again for my entertainment.
Kim Richards, yeah. Yolanda Hadid, Gretchen Rossi.
Gretchen!
No! Ah!
That means Donna and Christine.
I thought for 2 seconds Kim's last name wasn't Richard.
La 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 la.
Oh, no.
You're the worst.
The worst.
Closing the gap.
You're all confident there. Move on.
You guys, this is what a broken woman looks like.
Oh,
listen, you helped me out.
You helped Donna out. You got Christine a nice My Talk t-shirt, mm-hmm. right? You brightened up her day, made it move a little faster.
Christina, what are you going to do first with your new t-shirt?
Wear it.
Ooh, I like that about you.
Outside the box.
Yeah, girl. Flex.
Christine, that's awesome. Let's play the tiebreaker for fun.
All right. If you know it, you can say it. Let's do this one.
Say your name, okay, Christine, if you know it.
If you know it, say your name. Exactly. Which one of these men does not belong to the cast of The Real Housewives of the OC? Terry DeBro, Slade Smiley, Eddie Judge.
Donna. Terry DeBro.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Beverly Hills.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. He's OC, even though she's fancy.
Chris Loretta? Loretta is the last one.
It must be Chris Loretta. Brittany, Christine, whatever name you want me to say.
Brittany.
Okay.
Last one.
Last one. Chris Loretta is not a member of the Real Housewives. Men, part of the men of the OC.
Who is that?
He's part of the New Jersey cast. I believe he's married to another female in the New Jersey cast.
I stopped watching
last name.
New Jersey. Oh, they're Loretta. Just too much. Okay. So. All right, Christine.
There's a lot of yelling in New Jersey.
There is. Like people, that's how people in New Jersey are. Like, you just yell at one another, then you're done, then you love each other again. Like, when I go home for Thanksgiving, my sister and I could get into a fight. She'll be like, you don't know, Donna, you're not here. It's easy for you to say when you're living in Minnesota. Blah, 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 up yours, blah, blah, blah. Throwing things around, and then, hey, who wants lasagna? I'm like, me.
You do everything big.
Yes.
I think that's how my sister and I fight, too. So.
Yeah, you got to just get it out and be done with it.
Right.
Don't let it fester. Yeah.
No.
All right, Christine, you're the best. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Have an okay day.
Hold on for us, please.
Knock it
Brittany.
Off.
I'm sorry. You guys defeated me. I can't be mean. Where am I?
I know, but think about it. No, there's a chance for me. There's only an 8-win gap.
If it was topics I didn't love, then I would be. I am pro Team Donna. I am hashtag close the gap. But when it is topics I claim to be an expert on, like, this is embarrassing, and I lash out at poor Christine and dumb Donna.
That's okay. You were pretty confident in those first two. That last one, you know, I had the OC in Beverly Hills. I did that on purpose.
You did that
And just
on
so
purpose.
You know, I did the same exact thing.
She did, yeah.
Wild.
I just got in on time because I'm like, wait, Gretchen's part of it. And I'm like, no, she's OC.
And then she just goes, Gretchen, right as it ended. It was perfect. So.
Oh, I got to watch that on our YouTube channel where I will both like and subscribe.
And everyone else should too.
Do it.
And now, guess what time it is?
Time for a tip.
What?
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Get naked. Nope.
Okay. Nope. Yeah, nope.
This is a place of work.
Mm-hmm.
Close to
keep your husband's pants on, please.
Yes, please. For his sake and all of our sake. kidding.
No, we're not.
No, you can get in your undies if you want. By the way, thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, nice work.
Thank you. Great undies, especially for men. Mostly for men. But women like them, too.
We like to feel them. On we our like, skin. I don't know. Chill boys.
Dipsy. Yeah, here we go. Here's my tips. These are things that on your online dating profile will be seen as an immediate turnoff. Okay.
Like immediate swipe left.
Yes. Having no bio at all. It ruins your chances because people don't know what you have in common. So how do you start a conversation?
Also, it looks like a fake account. Get a bio. Write some stuff.
It does. Listing requirements that have to do with looks like height and weight.
Yeah.
Even if someone fits the requirements, that is a turnoff.
That's a hard pass.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
The line, don't waste my time. I see that quite a bit.
Yeah. It's like, first off, don't threaten me with a good time, wasting your time.
Right. Don't waste my time.
Don't waste my time. It's a valuable resource.
It makes you sound irritated before, you know, anyone's even talked to you. Photos when you're flipping off the camera.
Oh, that's just cool though, right?
That's what it says here. People think they're fun or cool, but it's like,
it's aggressive.
Flipping off all your potential matches.
It's just a little more aggressive than I'm ready to want to go on a, you know, especially a blind date, not blind date, but like an online date. And I met my husband on Match, but it's like, you want to assume, you want to make it like approachable. And
yes.
That I'm not scared to be alone in a room with you.
Right. Like you don't need to bring a chaperone.
Yeah.
long rants about the type of person you don't want to date. It's more attractive if you're positive and focus on the things that you do want.
Oh, I like that advice. That's great. Anything that would be a rant in general might be a bit intimidating unless it's a rant about how good Hocus Pocus is and everyone else is wrong.
I've never seen it.
Anything about like testing the limits or seeing what your partner may or the potential partner may or may not want?
No, but they're saying overused cliches like, and I've seen this quite a bit. I'm fluent in sarcasm. I don't like drama. I'm looking for a partner in crime.
I collect stamps on my passport. I feel like that was a big one everywhere.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And I kept writing, I'm not that into traveling. Every time on my profile. And so to this day when my husband's like, let's go somewhere. I'm like, I think we got to pull up my screenshots from my profile. I made it clear.
Remind you of where we set the bar from the beginning.
Right. I don't like leaving the dogs. It's a problem.
And speaking of not leaving the dogs, I, guys, no joke, sorry to derail you here, went on a blind date match before Lily years ago where a girl brought her bunny with into the restaurant. No joke. We were at Crave at West End and she brought her bunny. I went to the, and didn't tell me. And I left the seat and I went to go to the restroom and I'm walking back from the restroom and on the floor right by her feet is her little bag with all of a sudden these little ears out of there. And I just kind of, whoa. And I sit down and I ask and I go, do you by chance have a, like a stuffed animal or something in your bag there? And she brought it up and was like, no, it's my pet bunny. No joke. Picked up her bag, brought it up and was like, I just wanted to see kind of how you were with animals. And I was like, I love animals.
You can't bring an animal into a restaurant.
But she brought it in her purse.
Especially one that might be on the menu.
Right? I was just going to say that.
No, and this is no joke, you guys. I couldn't have run faster. I was like, are you kidding bringing that guy in here?
Did you tell her? I feel like, honestly, if you still have her number, you should just be like, a heads up. That was weird. That would be a good public service.
This was like 7 years ago. I'm sure she's found another guy that they can enjoy their bunnies together. But no, I do not have her number. It was through Match, and it was, I think we did the anonymous email type thing for our first meetup. But yeah, no, it was, wow. She was setting the bar real hard there. And I was like,
It almost felt like, if a guy brought a bunny, I'd be like, really? Because you could tell it's so try hard.
Yes.
In, you know, if you're flipping it, you know, because the
like
guy
a puppy,
would be like, yes.
Like, very pick me. Yes. Very pick me boy.
Yes.
I think, yeah,
that's funny.
That's
Grant.
Wild.
Quotes from the show The Office or anything that's too mainstream is also a turnoff on your page. It's hard to write a profile. I think the best thing is to have your friends write it for you.
Ooh.
I could see your computer. How about, I got a question. What about fish pics?
Yeah, no.
No. You don't want to see them holding a dead fish?
No, or a dead animal. I mean, not to say that there aren't women out there who are like to fish and hunt and all that stuff. For me, see, I think, can we continue this conversation?
Yes. I would love
it. Because I want to talk about the differences between men and women, okay?
Yes.
Let's discuss when we come right back on My Talk. All right, dating profile, do's and don'ts to be continued right now on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We just went down a list of, this is according to a new study, of things that are instant turnoffs on a
dating profile,
like a Match or, you know, whatever the fish one is.
The fish pick. You know, and here's the thing. I've thought about this fish pick, and for some reason, I didn't like that either. But the more I think about it, I think about where are men's opportunities to have photos? And we don't normalize a lot of like, hey, bro, take a photo of me. So a lot of times, I think that they only use that because it's their most recent good photo of them.
Well, that gives it some perspective.
I couldn't agree more. I was just going to make fun of the, I was going to say earlier, how about the guy that always like stands in his bathroom that's just a mess with the picture with the phone like right down by his hip? Like,
yeah, to show that little area, whatever you call that bone area. Yeah.
Yes, even that, or dressed, but yes, that too. It's like, well, you couldn't find someone to take a picture of you, but you're right. Some guys just maybe aren't seeking pictures.
And maybe that's the main problem. We need to normalize men saying, hey, bro, you take a nice sunset pic of me?
It's true.
I'm a picture guy. Right. I'm not afraid to ask for pictures or take pictures.
Now, if you have like a prize, what do you call it? Like a buck.
Yeah.
That of course, you're going to want to show your buddies.
Yeah.
So that's what you have available. Brittany, you just really enlightened me. I was being very cynical, and now I feel bad about it.
I know, me too.
You know what, though? My husband, one of his profile pics.
Here's why.
Do you remember
Here's why.
Do you remember when Putin was on that horse?
Yes. Yes. He did it. He did not.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But it was reminiscent. So his family rides horse, and he's the same type where he does a lot of photos of him. Now he dates me, and I take photos of him secretly all the time, including him sleeping.
Yeah, Lily does the same. You guys are weird.
We're creepy at all. I just love him. So he had this photo of him. He was wearing a shirt. He wasn't shirtless. Sitting on a horse looking miserable. like he hated being on that horse. And so we were dating for a while. And I was like, listen, I just got to talk to you. Like, I had to show this picture to people when we were, before we met. Like, hey, I'm going to do it with this guy. And I was like, all of us said the same thing is like, he can get off that horse if he wants. And that's when he said to me, he's like, well, I don't have a lot of photos of me. Somebody took that. And I thought, well, it's kind of a body shot. And I thought to myself, when we were during the commercial break, I was like, well, maybe that's just lack of opportunity.
Yes. Okay. That gives me so much more perspective. And I appreciate that. That's great. Because here's where my line of thought was coming from. Mm-hmm. Okay. Men post pictures of them at the gym, in the mirror. And that's because that's what they want to see from women, right? So they're not thinking like women. They're thinking like men. Yeah. And I think sometimes that's a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes it's cliche, like with the puppies and stuff like that. Yeah, but I think men are posting things that would normally not really impress a woman, but other dudes. Like, wow, look at the swordfish that I caught when I was in Florida.
She'll know I'm outdoorsy. And all we see is, oh, you're holding a dead fish. And that is so interesting, Donna, that you're right. They're putting on their lenses what they would like to see. They would love to see us like, I'll wear camo and sit outside with you, I guess. Right. I mean,
Some guys don't want that, though.
Maybe just showing that, like, you're interested, you know what I mean? Yes, I can totally see now that we're like putting on our man glasses.
Yes. Man goggles. Yep.
Like I can see that them going, oh, they should see I have interests. They should see I have hobbies.
Absolutely.
And one time I went fishing for that one weekend and here was me holding a fish in the sunlight. And I look beast. Even if I don't, because like what a wild world. I would never, like, you know, we do weekends at my cabin and we'll fish or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that I would want one of those photos up. Like, it just shows you just the difference is that, like, theirs is, like, rugged. They hasn't combed or put on, you know, a nice outfit in a couple days. And they're like, good photo. And for me personally,
you're like,
did I not own mascara that week kind of feeling? Like, just a little. I'm not saying huge upgrades. Just like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
This is good.
I also think it's the reason that guys send, let's just call them Rick pics.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what they want from us.
They say, you know, maybe it is Oprah's fault because she said put out in the universe what you want in return.
Mm. Okay, well.
And so maybe Oprah started this. The idea of the secret is put it out there. And it'll come back like a frisbee. But and unfortunately, they didn't think this one
through. They took it a little too far.
And if you put it out there, sometimes it really goes out there. That's why I've never sent a Rick pic in my entire life.
And if you never
swear
to Grant, live a little.
We could get Lily on the phone. She begs.
Oh, because it's only Lily that you'd ever in your life have sent it to.
She's probably the longest girlfriend I've had in my life prior to her was six months. And I was a single person my whole life. I'd never really dated, honestly.
But I'm just saying that the people I'm more likely to send, in my case, would not be a Rick pick. It would be somebody that, like, I'm probably not going to be with for very long.
Yeah, but that's why I don't do it, because I'm very afraid of I've watched people use Rick picks for bad things. Listen, so
this is perfect talk because we're going to be going in. You watch the show Euphoria.
Oh.
I love that the show Euphoria kind of mainstream the idea that, like, yeah, I got naked pics out there. I 100% do. Mm-hmm. And when they come out, it's going to be my 20-year-old body. And I'm decided that I'm going to be okay with it.
Nice. Wow. That's great.
Yes.
I want to hear all about Euphoria.
It's an interesting show.
Where do we find it? I know we're going to talk about it momentarily, but
HBO.
Yep, HBO Max, yeah.
Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah. I don't
Why
know.
Am I wasting this subscription?
Yeah. This is, I'm real excited to hear what Brittany has to say about it, because I've only watched one episode, and after the first episode, I was just kind of jaw-dropped, like, whoa, I had no idea we were taking this route.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's It's really good.
Guess what I'm watching tonight?
I can't wait to hear.
Ooh, and by tonight, I mean at 4 o'clock this afternoon. All right, we're going to take a break. Grant is going to have a dirt alert when we come back. Then we'll hear about Euphoria. And also, the MTV Movie and TV Award nominees came out. We'll give you a rundown of some of the biggies coming up next on My Talk 107.1.